podcasting today with one of my favorite ladies, Shalene Johnson. Shall we talk cellulite?
Yes, we're going to talk about all the things related to cellulite because ladies want a solution.
First thing I want to ask you is, do most women you see have cellulite?
Oh my God, yes. Did you know that they've done studies that show up to 77% of women have cellulite? So it's almost the norm, actually. The outliers are the people who don't have it.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, it kind of surprises me, though, to think that there's even 20% of women who say they don't have cellulite.
And it's so variable, and it's really based on genetics, heredity, and skin thickness, because you can be super thin and have cellulite, or you can be overweight or normal weight.
Yeah. Two perfect examples of that today. I was at the gym, and I was just noticing as I was walking in, I was right behind the instructor who was going to be teaching the next class, and I was just thinking, like, oh, she's got the most sculpted, beautiful, perfect physique, like just super low body fat. And then at a certain point, she was doing a certain exercise where, and I'm thinking about cellulite because I knew I would be speaking to you later that day. And I looked over, I'm like, okay, she's got, despite being super low body fat, she's got some cellulite on her booty. And I also remembered this woman who used to take my fitness classes. And she was very, very comfortable in her skin, loved her body, and would wear incredibly revealing outfits. And she was, you know, a good, I'd say, probably 25 pounds overweight, but the smoothest skin you've ever seen.
Yeah.
You know, so a big piece of it is genetics, which means we can't change our genetics.
It's so true. And I think that that's one of the most important things to remember. Like if it's in your past, if your mom has it, prone to it, you can't fight it. You know, either you learn to live with it or there are multiple treatments you can do, but don't fault yourself. It's something that it's built into your DNA, your skin structure. It's through no fault of your own. It's not that you're not exercising enough. It's not that you eat the wrong foods. So I think a lot of women tend to blame and find fault with themselves. Like, I've got cellulite because I'm not a good exerciser. I'm not a good dieter. It's so important to take the blame off and just understand it's part of the woman condition.
Yeah. Are there permanent solutions, cosmetic solutions that, you know, not that can completely get rid of it, but solutions that will help to minimize it permanently?
Actually, there are. And there's two really good ones. And one of them is called Selfina. And that's kind of a mechanical treatment where it's a surgical procedure. And it's a couple, 2-3 hours long procedure. They numb your butt. They use a device that swipes a small blade under the surface of the skin and cuts all these cellulite bands. And that is permanent. And the success rate is excellent for Selfina. So that one's an awesome one. And the other one that's brand new that's just come out is called Quo, Q-W-O, Quo. And that is an enzyme shot, which dissolves these bands of collagen that create cellulite dimples as well. And that can also be permanent, can take a couple sessions. Both of those can take a couple of sessions, but both can be permanent. So there's some nice options out there.
With Selfina, what is somebody looking at in terms of downtime after their first surgical procedure?
Well, definitely some pretty extravagant bruising because we are undermining the skin. We're kind of lifting the skin and cutting through some bands. So you can bruise like, you know, plum size bruises that are dark purple like a plum for probably about 3 weeks or so, sometimes 4 to 6 weeks even, depending on your skin tendencies. So bruising is probably the biggest downside of Selfina. It can be minor pain during the treatment. But you can lyse up to 25 cellulite dimples during a single session. And sometimes you'll do more than one session because you might do one round and that might be enough to tolerate for one day. You might come back for a follow-up round. But the company, Selfina itself, is a great company. They actually guarantee your results 100%. So let's say you've done one session, they'll keep paying for your sessions until you're totally satisfied with your cellulite. So that was their longtime offer that I believe they're still doing.
And is that based on one particular area? Because, I mean, there are people who have cellulite on their thighs, on their knees, on the backs of their arms. So,
Well, based on the area. So the area you come in. Yeah, when we do these consults, we'll photograph the butt, ridiculously detailed pictures of your butt. We will outline the dimples.
That alone is enough for me to go like, wait a second. Now you've got blackmail on me.
Exactly. So then we'll circle the dimpling, and then we'll even sometimes have patients initial the photo. So we're all in agreement that these are the exact spots that bothered you. So later on, new areas can't really be, you know, part of the treatment session.
Sure. You said that that might take several treatments. You might have bruising for up to maybe even 4 weeks. But yeah. How is the, like, let's say I'm doing my butt. Would I be able to sit on it a couple days later?
Yeah, totally fine. Mild tenderness only. You can sit, you can exercise. You may not want to exercise for the first 24 to 48 hours because if you've just caused some bruising, those open vessels from cutting the cellulite bands might ooze a little bit more. So probably wearing a compression garment would be a good idea, like a Spanx or something tight, like a biking short. And then like no marathon running, but you could do some light walking or mild yoga, stretching that week. You can exercise that week. And I'd probably say 48 hours of just keeping it less aggressive exercise.
Is that a procedure you do?
I have done it, but I don't do it right now because I do a lot of other non-invasive treatments. I think Selfina does, it's time intensive because patient has to lay down, have very extensive numbing of their buttocks because it's actual little intervention with a surgical device that whips around and trims all the bands. So you got to be fully numb. It takes a little setup, but once you're done, you're done. So that's the benefit.
And what might that run?
That is anywhere from like about, I would say low end, $3,500 up to $4,500. So average about $4,200 per treatment.
Okay, now let's talk about less invasive treatments. What are some of the options there? You mentioned Quo. Is that considered non-invasive?
That is, because it's a shot, so that's very little intervention. And that is super easy. So Quo comes in two different sizes, a small bottle, which would treat kind of mild to moderate dimpling, and a bigger bottle, which would treat more severe dimpling. So women can have up to like 12 dimples treated in every session with the small treatment size, or the bigger treatment size bottle would be about 24 dimples per session. And you do about 3 visits, and we're going to give you a shot in each of those dimples. It's a quick, simple shot, kind of like getting a Botox shot, basically. That quick, that simple. And that's all it is.
So it's not a filler. It's something that dissolves.
It is an enzyme, so it's a collagenase enzyme, and those fibrous bands that pucker down the skin, making the fat dimple and making the cottage cheese appearance, that's where we're injecting right into those bands and melting and dissolving those collagen bands.
Where does that fat or those bands, like where does that go? That's the other thing I've always wondered about.
Well, it's just dissolved. So it breaks the bonds of the protein material. So in the same way, like, you know, Drano dissolves clogs, it just melts them down and they disperse out. So it'll be metabolized by your body's macrophages. Those are the cells that go around and gobble up cellular debris. And then it gets just excreted into the normal wastes of the body.
Any side effects?
Well, bruising, mild site tenderness, rare to get lumps or nodules, rare to get hyperpigmentation. And I think that's also true with Selfina. So anywhere where we cause a deep, dark bruise can rarely give you pigmentation from the iron products of the blood left behind in the bruise. So that's like called hemosiderin, and that can rarely, like 5% or under, maybe 3 to 5% of patients can get a little dark when they got a bad, bad bruise, which we would use a lightening cream. But that's super rare. 95% of patients, you'd get your quick shot, your bands, the dimpling bands melt away, and you do 3 visits. It's 3 months, and then you're done, permanently gone.
I've done injections, and I've done Botox, and obviously, where you have your injections, like, makes a difference, right? It was really painful in the lips, I think. But mm-hmm. Botox, I'm like, psh, I can do that in my sleep. That's no big deal.
Yes.
So comparatively speaking, how painful are these injections?
Exactly like a Botox, like super, yeah, quick little pinch. Your butt is so much less sensitive than your facial skin. And it's thicker and more, you know, I think that it's going to be the best, easiest treatment. We don't even need to use a numbing cream, actually.
Oh, okay. That was going to be my next question. You don't even need a numbing cream. So it's just like bloop, 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 bloop. How long would this take?
The first visit's the longest. So for the first visit, we might take a full like 35, 45 minutes, mainly because we're photographing, marking, and really discussing. And then follow-up and the actual treatment, 15 minutes. Follow-up visits, 15 minutes. Because it's really just you're going to pull down, put on a gown, take your photos, measure out the dimples, and give quick shots.
What about, I've seen people on Instagram specifically doing inject like fillers for those dimpled areas.
Yes, and I do that too. I do that too where we can use fillers like Radiesse or calcium hydroxyapatite. I use Sculptra to create collagen in these areas. So that's an option. But sometimes the idea of like, let's release these bands that are tethering down and not have to fill a divot makes a lot of sense.
Why would you do one versus the other? Or do you do them in conjunction with one another?
I think that we're going to find they're being going to be done in conjunction with each other, because years of having a puckered dimple can create skin depression, where even if we release the tether, there's still not that nice, juicy vibrancy of the skin above it. So in my practice, I'm going to be doing both. We'll dissolve down the band, then we might add some perky projection and just finishing touches, like just to make sure that the skin has a smoothness to it.
And what about lasers or other treatments that I'm, you know, seem to be coming very popular?
A couple that you might have heard of on the market, like Cellulase is one of them. And there are laser type of devices where a small fiber optic laser can be inserted into the skin and kind of like a liposuctioning technique, break the bands as well as tighten some of the skin as well as redistribute some of the fat. So that's something like Cellulase. And that's laser technology. It helps to boost some collagen production by smoothening and tightening the skin as well as like cutting some of those fibrous connective tissue bands that dimple.
How effective do you feel lasers are compared to the two other options we talked about already?
I think that there's sometimes more significant pain with those type of devices. It's harder to numb. You definitely, depending on the person holding the device, can see issues like lumps or dimpling or not so much smoothening, just like we've seen with people who have lipo. You can get rippling effect of the skin if it's not done perfectly, and it can take up to 3 months to see results because like after lipo, when you tunnel and vacuum fat or redistribute, the skin has to settle down for a while before you can tell, did it really help? So that one, those type of laser devices are not recommended when you have excessive cellulite or very kind of loose skin. Yeah, that's another thing that people with looser skin are going to have more difficult time with any of these procedures.
What are you seeing, in your opinion? I know to keep this PC, we don't want to discount anyone. Every doctor has their own technique, has their own style, has their own preferences. But is there something you used to do in the past that you're just like, I just don't see it as being as effective anymore, and you phased out?
Yeah, I mean, maybe you've heard of endermology, which was like, I feel like that was popular like 10 years ago, but it's still being done. And that's like a suction vacuum rolling device that estheticians and also some plastic surgery practices have that. And it picks up the skin and suctions it up into this machine and then kind of rolls and massages. And that's supposed to reposition the fat that's poking through these tether areas. So endermology, it's no downtime, non-invasive. It's kind of comfortable like getting a massage, but it's not that effective. So like, I think that is really phasing out. And that's a really big machine and you're going to pay for like 10 sessions. So it's fun, but it's not that effective. Things like rollers and dry brushing have been popularized by a lot of influencers. Like, this is the way to fix your cellulite, or caffeine creams that you put on your thighs that shrink and improve cellulite. It's all temporary. Those are all temporary reduction in the appearance of cellulite. They don't actually take away cellulite.
What's going on there? Like, why are we seeing a temporary reduction? And I guess the other one that I hear people talking a lot about, the fascia blaster, which I love for massage. I mean, my massage therapist uses it like on my tendons and joints and, you know, places where like cartilage is sticky, I guess. But I know a lot of women swear by it for their cellulite. But I also know that they say they have to use it like every single day, like 20, 30 minutes in the shower. I'm like, who's got time? Like, I'm lucky to get in the shower.
I totally agree in that the way those things are working is just mechanically massaging the fat so that it sits better underneath the dimples, or fat actually gets trapped up inside the dimples so that it protrudes up and down like a wavy cottage cheesy dimply appearance. So the more you iron it down, massage it down with either a fascia blaster or with endermology or with the caffeine cream that shrinks things, those are going to give you those temporary improvements.
So, and when you say temporary, meaning like what, a couple days?
Yeah, like 24, 48 hours. If you're really lucky, maybe it's good for 3 days when you're going on a beach weekend trip. You could endermology. You could do a treatment like on a Friday with a fascia blaster endermology. And endermology should last 3 or 5 days probably.
Now, what about, you know, if I've got a minimal amount of money to spend, I've got just a couple of areas that are really problematic, really bothering me. What would you recommend to me?
I think Quo actually is going to be one of the most economical, best things to do. And it's been widely studied now. And actually, it's just coming out. Like, I'm so excited that our practice is going to get it first this week, actually tomorrow. So that's exciting. And I think it's going to end up costing like around $400 or so dollars per session, and 3 sessions, maybe 500, let's say. So yeah, about 1500 for 3 sessions. So I don't know any woman that wouldn't want to roughly pay about, you know, 500 per session to get rid of permanently get rid of your cellulite. If you have about 10 or 12 dimples, that'll do the trick.
You know, and maybe it's just Instagram, but I just feel like the most perfect of people are those, and maybe, again, maybe it's just my Instagram feed, but I just feel like the most perfect of people are the ones who are just like I see them getting cellulite treatments and I'm like, where's the cellulite? Like, this girl's like 23 years old. Where's the cellulite? You know, so tell me a little bit about what you're seeing there in terms of a mentality, a pressure, trends.
I mean, it's so prevalent in my industry, and I'm a mom with 3 daughters, and I know that they are being influenced by seeing perfect visions of women. So I think it all has to be taken with a grain of salt. There's so much Photoshop, Facetune, and everything else going on in every beautiful influencer's imagery. Every single one of them has cellulite. They just know how to pose. They know the right angles. They all know their angles. They all know their photography shots. So I think the pressure to look good is just intense for the 20 to 30-year-old age group. Like, I feel sorry for them. Like, we didn't have that.
So do you find that the 20 to 30-year-olds are less confident about their body and less confident about their image than the women who are in their 40s and 50s?
For sure, I do. Yes, I think that they're so judgmental, and like, I just want to shake them and say, do you realize this is the best you're ever going to look in your life? Like, in your 20s and 30s, you need to appreciate that, girl, because that is the best you're going to look right then and there. As you get to be 40, 50, 60, you get the confidence and the wisdom and the life experience to know that that cellulite doesn't matter. If it's the right guy, he'll love you despite your cellulite, right? So you get confident in other areas. So I worry about the young people, because they really feel that they're not going to find the right mate in life or the right partner if they're not perfect.
How long have you been practicing?
18 years, 20 years now. 20 years.
Okay, so in the last 20 years, which way have things been trending? Have your clients become younger or older?
No, I definitely have seen a lot more young patients. So everyone's starting younger. Preventative, pre-juvenation is starting in the 25-year-old age group and up. And so, yeah, it's trending a lot younger. But also, it's lovely that it's also trending older. So people who you wouldn't think are still interested, even at 65, are coming in to do butt augmentation. And they've always been, yes, my oldest lady for butt augmentation has been 65, and I've even done a gentleman who's in his 70s. And it's these people who are physically fit. They've worked hard all their lives. Their faces look great, and their body just is not matching anymore. And they still want to be active. They want to play tennis. They want to go in the bathing suits. And they don't want to feel like, okay, they're flat as a pancake, or they just don't feel as vibrant.
The butt augmentation is more prevalent than we're probably aware. Is that true?
It is, yes. And it's out there. It's everywhere.
and what are they what is the best filler?
So I do a lot of Sculptra for butt augmentation, and that creates natural collagen that is your own collagen that's going to last long term. It's kind of like fertilizer for the butt. That's for people who want to just look better in their own jeans. You're not going to buy a bigger pair of jeans, just you're going to fit really curvaceous, and your body conscious body hugging dresses are going to look really great. It gives you top shelf projection and a little more perky. You know, you look athletic and the Victoria's Secret kind of tone, firm look. And actually, Sculptra gives you nice new skin, youthful looking skin. So tiger stripes get better and stretch marks improve. Everything just looks refreshed.
Now, Sculptra is an injection. So if someone is coming in who has, you know, they're not completely flat, but they're just would like you said, a little bit more top shelf projection. Love that term.
Yes.
So they're going to do just injections. And this isn't a transfer of fat. This is injection of Sculptra. And you said that it's going to promote collagen production. So I assume that the results aren't immediate, or are they?
No, they're not immediate. It's a delayed gratification product. So you have to wait about 3 months and 3 sessions spaced about 6 to 8 weeks apart. So you'll start in spring to grow your summer butt. And gradually, amplification. And it's very nice because that way you can customize it. As you're growing more in one area, you can add more to another. So it takes about three months, up to 6 months to see final results.
And how long will that last?
The product itself lasts 2 years, and the collagen that you grow is your own collagen. Can last 5 years and beyond. And you might do like a once a year annual touch up of a small amount to just, because the part you treated looks good, but the surrounding butt's going to continue to age. So kind of boosting it all over once a year.
Everyone wants to know about the Kardashians, and not just the Kardashians, because you see so many influencers now where their bodies just, you don't see them in nature. You certainly aren't seeing them at Walmart. I'm not seeing them at my Target, but I'm seeing them on Instagram where they have these waists that they have to, like, you know, find a special way to make sure that their waistband will fit them, because their waist has become so small and their hips have become so much wider, which it's so interesting that that's become the trend. What's going on there? Are they doing liposuction on the waistline, and are they doing a fat transfer when we're seeing that much change in volume?
Yes, these teeny tiny waists, like the Kim K's and the Cardi B's of the world, are doing lipo and then taking that body fat and transferring it. So BBL, fat transfer, adding fat to the buttocks to grow. That's where you can see those big volumes that are not found in nature. And some people like that. But I have to say, I do some of the most butt injections in the country, and I've seen a lot of butts, and it's a very rare to see a BBL butt that looks super taut, toned, and natural. It sometimes does have a very cottage cheesy kind of dimply effect. You get the volume, but it's not always consistently placed. On the beach, I feel that you can kind of tell on the beach, like if you're looking at a surgical butt, I think even the normal eye can tell, right? Can you tell?
I guess it's been so long since I've been to the beach, and actually, I mean, I live on the beach, but there are no BBLs on my beach. I'm telling you, it's it's not that popular on this
not
beach.
Miami, but
no, yeah. But like, you know, about an hour north of here. Yeah, I think I see, and you see the photos, but I think again, what we're seeing in terms of the photos have been smoothed out, right?
Yeah. The photos have been photoshopped, yes. And very many of the actresses and people that we hear of getting BBLs do Sculptra on top to create the smoothness effect. So it's a combination thing. When you transfer fat, it doesn't always all take root and grow. You're putting these seeds into the garden. Many of them grow. Some die off. If you sit on your butt too much, you'll get flattening and not all the fat will take root. So that's why after a BBL, you can't really sit for about 6 weeks. You have to have a special butt pillow to not compress the newly transplanted fat. So there's all kinds of issues where BBL is more challenging and a little more dangerous. There's a death rate with that surgery, which is very low, but nobody dies with injectables. So that's something to consider too.
Well, this has been fantastic. Is there anything that you would tell folks who are considering this and maybe live in a part of the country where cosmetic surgeons are not a dime a dozen, and they're really considering, like, do I make a flight, you know, or do I find somebody who's local and maybe hasn't done as many of these? Like, what recommendations do you have for that person who's seriously considering this?
I think you definitely need to look for experience, and just remember, it sounds like it's a fluffy procedure, like, oh, butt injections, no big deal. But people actually can die from illegal substances injected into the butt, people bringing things across the border, injecting in garages and hotel rooms and things like that. So please, like, never succumb to cheap prices and Groupon mentality, because you can literally die and get flesh-eating bacteria and have, you know, motor oil injected into your butt. That's what we've heard. Those are all true stories, by the way. And so I think be very careful. Think about, like, are you interested in a surgical risk or a larger size buttock? Look for person's results and qualifications and board certification. And then with Sculptra and other injectables, the volume of the practice experience matters. So, you know, I want to go to the bakery where they're putting out like 100 wedding cakes a year, not where they do one a month, right? Because you want a beautiful result. So I definitely want to see an experienced person who does a lot of this product and knows the finesse of it. And I do a lot. Anybody can come and see me. But I think looking at before and afters, seeing someone you can trust who's honest and reputable. It's hard to discern on Instagram. Remember, there's so much photoshopping going on, and even before and afters, you can't completely trust. So some of it's your gut instinct when you go into the office and meet with the staff and feel the vibe and the aesthetic and the confidence of the person talking to you. So that's that intangible too.
And maybe I'm going to get some hate mail for this, but I just think it is different as a woman to go to a woman. We understand certain things, and that's number one. And number two, there's an art to what you do. I mean, I've seen so many really, you know, people who've got a lot of clients, and they probably have a lot of experience, but they just don't have that artistic touch, that artistic approach, because, you know, our bodies aren't symmetrical to start with. And I think that's really important. I know that you see people from all over the country. So how does somebody do that? Do they book and then you do a consultation via Zoom first, or what would somebody expect?
We do a lot of virtual consults now, especially due to COVID, and that's been kind of wonderful because we get to really chat in detail and you know what you're in for when you come. But also people just come in and I do on-the-spot consultation, and we'll do treatments the same day as consults because people are busy and they don't necessarily have time to go back and forth a lot. I do love what I do, and the most fun part of it is the artistry, actually. It's easy. Anyone can shoot you up, but not everybody cares to make you the most beautiful version, or you just have to have an eye for harmony, balance. It's like a painting. You can give anybody a paint box, but, you know, give two people paints, they're only one's going to make a Picasso, one's going to make a, you know, not everybody has the same skill set. And meeting with the woman, like, yeah, I 100% agree, being a fully biased woman surgeon, that it's different when you talk to someone that who can relate to having cellulite or can relate to having stretch marks, or, you know, I will trust some men to put makeup on me and do my hair, but not every man. Like, not every man has artistic hands. Exactly.
Yeah, you really do have a very unique approach. And in case we have doctors or injectors who are listening, that's some you train the professionals, and so for those people who might be listening who are in the industry and want to take their skill to the next level, where can they learn more?
Oh, you can learn with me at modernaesthetictheory.com, and I teach an online course. It's a whole bunch of modules. We have a tribe of really great injectors from around the world, and I'll teach you all my techniques. So I'm an open book. I'm all about educating people for the best outcomes for patients. So for the face, for the butt, It's modern aesthetic theory, and definitely people can try our Supermodel Sculpt Contour Cream. That's an inexpensive way. You were asking about what would be super inexpensive. So it's a retinol-based cream, and we put Retin-A on our faces. We don't often think about the skin of our body aging, but if you want taut, firm skin that doesn't get crepey, grandma changes, and I love grandmas. Sorry, grandmas. But the thinning of the dermis that you get can be remedied by retinol body cream. So that's a good one to use. Yeah, and it has caffeine for that tightening effect. So
where do we find that?
That's on our website. It's beautybydrk.com, and everyone should...
Is that where people would go to if they're interested in flying out to see you and booking a consultation?
Yes, for sure. And come and try some Quo or Sculptra or just baby Botox, skincare. I'm really excited to try the Quo when it comes out, and I'll give you more feedback.
I'll come up and be a guinea pig.
Oh my gosh, let's do it. But I love how you're talking about filters and how it's changing the sense of reality. And I think that's so important to address, because I want us to be our best version of ourselves. And I love a good filter, but I have this kind of, you know, there's a controversy, like, do we promote filters? Do we not use filters?
You know, it's kind of like, there are days where I'm like, oh, this is a filter day. But I also try to tell people I'm using a filter when I do that, number one. And number two, the reason why I personally try not to use filters is because it messes with my brain. Like, then I look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, oh, wait, which one is me? You know, like, you start to think like, oh, that's what I look like. And it's not.
Yeah, then you start to dislike the actual appearance of your face, and you only can look at yourself with a filter. Like, we've all been through that.
Yeah.
But it's very addicting. But I do love to play around with the phone technology, and nothing beats a fun filter. And
it provides hours of entertainment for my father-in-law with his Alzheimer's. Like, all I have to do is open up Snapchat, and he just has a fit of laughter, which is so fun. I will link to all of the links or all of the websites we've talked about today on the show, but also I will link to Beauty by Dr. K's Instagram. It's just super informative, especially if you've got some apprehension about cosmetic procedures and you want to know, like, what does it look like? You just do such a great job of, like, literally showing it all. And some of the cosmetic surgeons that I follow, they just show a before and after photo, and you get the sense that, like, they walked in and then walked out like that. But you really show everything. And I love following you.
Oh, thank you. And you motivate me every day. You may not know this, but you motivate me. Your podcast and the fact that you taught me that I probably have ADHD like you do, it's crazy.
Wow. That's so cool. Well, I mean, it's just so cool for people to realize, like, yes, you can be a very successful cosmetic surgeon. You can be successful in business. You've got to figure out how to work with what you've been given. And not all of us have brains that work the same way or bodies that look the same.
Exactly.
We make the most of what we have.
Well, thank you for your motivation, because it made me realize that all these projects I have and all my piles of things to do, like, I kept seeing myself in every single thing you said, how I burn food on the stove. Like, oh my gosh, so funny. That's it for now, guys. Mwah, and stay beautiful.